All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
To the Hollow Sky Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Monday Hollow Cult. You know what that means. You've chosen us to hang out with and kickstart your wonderful work week the way it should be kickstarted, obviously, with us, the two coolest guys you know, the guys everybody wants to be like, obviously, again.
Obviously.
And we're just here to hang out. If you're new here, welcome aboard. Welcome to the cult. It's a cool place to be. If you don't want to hear us talk for the next 5 minutes, you're going to want to fast forward to the meat of the program, which Kyle is bringing today. But before we can do that, we got to get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Come search up the Hollow Sky Podcast and meet us there. Be part of the community. Join the cult. It's a cool cult. The best cult, if you will. It's full of cool people and fun things to do. Just check us out. If you have a paranormal experience you'd like for us to feature on a future episode of our Thursday's shows, Kyle has some deets you're going to want.
I do. It's easy peasy. It's in the show notes, as always. But it's going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. That's all it takes. Put that email in after you write your story out. In as much detail as you possibly can. Then you're going to hit the little send button. It's going to get to us and we're going to do our thing with it.
That's the sound the emails make. Can't stress that enough. If you'd like to support the show, plenty of ways you can do it. $7 a month, you can get the Patreon full treatment where we got extra episodes over there. There's like 50 now unreleased anywhere else. It's cool. You get our regular episodes early. You also get them ad free if you don't like ads. You get casket breath drops over there, so you get some fine tunage to listen to. You also get coupons to the merch store, early drops to some merch stuff, not necessarily exclusive stuff, but you kind of get first dibs on some things, all sorts of good stuff. Speaking of merch store, go to hollowskypodcast.com. Go to the store over there, check it out. We're running a flash deal over there, trying to get rid of all our old back stock. Got t-shirts over there, stickers, stocking caps, toques for our Canadian friends, trucker hats, all kinds of cool stuff. Just go over there, check it out, buy some stuff, rep the Hollow Cult. I got a Hollow Cult hoodie on right now that you can see if you're watching on YouTube. It's got the metal logo. On the back says Hollow Sky is a cult. It's not for sale, so I just wanted to show it off because it's cool. But anyway.
He's just rubbing it in.
That's it. Pretty sick, and I'm just going to wear it everywhere. But anyway, yeah. You can also share the show word of mouth. Best thing you could do. Share it on Reddit, any social medias. Throw our name out there to anybody talking about podcasts. Also, go to any other like paranormal, high strangeness, conspiracy shows you listen to. Toss our name at them. We'd love to collab with a bunch of people. We're trying to get some stuff in the works. and do fun stuff like that. So you can also go to wherever you listen. Wow. Go to wherever you listen to podcasts at and leave us a 5-star rating and review. And I'll shout you out when I find it. This week's 5-star rating and review comes to us from our friend CD Sisyphus no more. That's hard to say. I apologize.
I'm glad it was you and not me.
Again, the titles are cut off after about 17 letters, so I don't know what else is said here. But 5 stars, Mockingbird episode is. We hope you liked it. And I don't know what the rest of it says because now we have no way to check it. But 5 stars. We look around and ask why so many people are bent out of shape right now. These legendary bros give excellent breakdowns of some overlaying causes and several positive solutions moving forward. Get well, get a grill. I see no negatives in that statement.
How can you argue that logic?
You don't.
Exactly. You don't.
You don't. It just is what it is.
I appreciate that.
If we find the treasure boxes, everything, ancient ink and gold, Civil War gold, Alaskan gold rush gold, all getting melted down into grills.
Without question.
Yeah, 100%. It's just how it is. But that's that. We appreciate you, Sisyphus, for taking the time to leave us that 5-star rating and review, reminding us that the end goal for this entire expedition that is Hollow Sky Podcast is for everyone on the planet to have a grill. And yeah.
I second that.
On that note, this is not going to be a complete surprise to me because me and Kyle talked about it a little bit before the show. I personally am stoked for what's about to take place.
It's weird.
People in the Discord know what's coming because there was a little bit of chit chat, a little bit of chatter over there. So if you're not there, go there and hang out because you get little snippets before you get snippets. I'm done now.
So with that being said, we're going to move into what I saw or was brought to my attention. Actually, my wife is the one that brought it up to me about somebody asking about the gate program.
She's the boss of the show.
She is the boss. And I was like, no, I don't think we've ever covered that. I was like, but I can look into it because I currently need an episode to write about. And so here we are. And ironically enough, I've actually been seeing it pop up in the timeline on my Instagram feed quite frequently here of late as well. So, first off, what is GATE? GATE is short for Gifted and Talented Education. It ranges from a ton of different names across the United States. It's not just GATE. There was a few other ones was TAG, Talented and Gifted, or GNT Education, which is Gifted and Talented, of course. The supposed main focus of these programs is reported to be the enrichment and acceleration of the students. It teaches deeper material, but keeps the student progressing through the material at the same rate as others. So you would be, once they've completed the material all the other students have, they then get taken and kind of get deeper explanations on certain things. Like there was an example, once the student completes a subject, they may also be taught further information on the subject that the others are not being taught, which kind of is weird in the realm of learning, I feel like.
It's sus.
Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't feel right. Yeah. I picture like, hey Steve, this is how apples are grown. You're like, oh, that's cool. And then for these smarter kids, they break down the process and you actually learn why the apples grow. I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Before we even get into it, when Kyle started talking about it, I was having flashbacks because I feel like I was actually part of the program when I was in elementary school. I was tested and I guess, got accepted into it for a few summers. I was like, it was like summer school, which sucked to me.
That does suck.
It was awful. I was bussed into like the junior high and like did all these advanced science and math stuff that sucked. And being smart sucks. You're telling me
I don't think I had that problem.
You're telling me that for excelling, I get punished to have to do more stuff.
Yep.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah. Anyway, I digress.
Being gifted and talented means you usually scored in the top percentile on IQ exams. And they were saying that usually 10% or lower of students are actually selected for these programs. They also have different methods to which all of this gets kind of confusing. I know some of you smarty pants out there will probably have opinions, but to me, it just seems rather strange to do things this way. In some cases, the gifted students will simply accelerate to higher classes, completing the material much faster than the rest of the class, which is, you know, that's whatever. Then you have cluster grouping, which is interesting. That's where you will get a group of smart kids, put them all together in a classroom by themselves, and then allow them to learn in the environment with one another at a fast pace. On top of that, it may include enrichment and extensions, higher order thinking skills, pre-testing, compacting, and more complex content. In some cases, they have full-time separate classes or even schools dedicated to these children.
That's weird.
It's bizarre.
Because, hear me out, when I was a freshman, one of my science teachers brought it up to my mom that they wanted to place me in an advanced program, science and math program, that required me to essentially not be in the normal high school, but go to a secondary privated school. And the way my mom read it was that I was going to have to stay on campus.
You should have done it.
I should have. But my mom was like, that's crazy because he's like 15 years old and he's going to be responsible for living by himself. That doesn't make any sense.
We would have a way cooler story right now if you would have done that.
Yeah, so that was put to bed, but I never associated the two together, but now it makes sense.
So essentially what you're saying is you dropped the ball.
I didn't.
Well, technically your mom dropped
the ball.
Yeah,
I didn't get to choose.
Yeah, that's fair.
I could be a NASA scientist right now.
Also true.
Instead, I work at a Coke plant.
Fuck. Hey, man, aspirations, right?
Nah, yeah, but think of how different things would be right now if that were to take the
significantly so.
We might not even be doing the show.
Most likely.
We may be doing the show from a different dimension. I technically, since I am a time traveler, could have went back in time, created alternate timeline. I went to the thing. I went to this math science academy. Discovered time travel, went back in time, altered the timeline. Now I'm at this timeline to start the podcast, to come to this conclusion, to figure out where this all happened at.
Well, I feel like you dropped the ball.
Yeah.
I can't say that this life would be better than the smart life.
I never had the ball to begin with.
Also true.
I created CERN.
Also true. But in regards to this, here's kind of a contradiction already. In the beginning, as I stated, it says that it's focused on higher testing skills and higher IQs. However, that's not exactly the case. It says that gifted assessment will be applied to a process of using norm reference psychometric test, which are administrated by a qualified psychologist or psychometrist. Individual IQ testing is usually the optimal method to identify giftedness among children. However, it doesn't distinguish well among those found to be gifted. Explain that one. Now, is it me and my lack of understanding, or do things completely kind of fold back onto themselves that were proposed in the beginning? Hey, Steve, we're going to test you on your IQ to see if you can get into this, but also it doesn't really matter where you test on your IQ because you still may be gifted.
Yeah, unless the giftedness is broke down into like different avenues.
I'm sure it is.
Per se.
I'm sure it is.
Like intellectual avenue or like, what's the word?
They tested kids on all types of shit. There's artistic styles.
And like
all
intuition.
Types. Yeah.
Because intuition and intellect are two very
intuition is definitely on the list of things here.
So I feel like the IQ thing was probably just to see like, there's smart kids, but there's also like,
it's just a weird way to get it's just a weird way to put that in like your official statement.
Yeah.
It should just be more of around like, we tested kid. We're going to test kids to see if they're gifted in all these different fields. You know, IQ, I feel like you would say IQ doesn't apply. It's not necessarily a determining factor. Instead of leading with IQ is definitely the main focus. However, it's not the only focus.
I wonder if, it was so long ago that I can't remember. I wonder if I was given an IQ test. How do you give a fucking like 8-year-old an IQ test?
No clue, dude. I'm not an IQ test giver.
Yeah, same.
So, and just by that statement alone, you know that I'm not. So,
I thought differently.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It seems that the kids take a written exam and based on their scores, they get selected for other tests. This typically takes place during the third, fourth, and fifth grade. However, I found reports from first grade all the way up into high school. I find this interesting because based on a lot of our research, a lot of things seem to happen around this age.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. I think I wasn't like 8. I think it took place. It was when, I know I keep interrupting, but it was, I think it was fourth grade.
I mean, that's right there with what they're saying.
Yeah. I remember being bussed off. It wasn't even all summer. It was like 3-week course or some shit. And being like, this is lame.
Well,
I could be ramping my bike. Why do I want to go build rockets?
Much rather ramp a bike.
Yeah. Sorry.
Back
to the.
Like I was saying, a lot of things seem to take place during this age. We've heard countless stories of young children being first contacted by ET at this age.
Yep.
As luck would have it, that's around the time I began experiencing things in my life, which brings me to the conclusion that I highly doubt though that is coincidental. That people begin with ET contact around the same age that we're going to start running this bizarre testing on kids.
That does seem sus.
It's weird, right? But once these kids get selected, they begin their next series of testing. They're taken into a windowless room and begin. Once again, during these tests, it's given by someone who doesn't work for the school system. Some of the tests were reported ink blot tests, hearing tests. Those seem to be common, but I found a massive list of things that were being administered.
I'm trying to remember. I don't necessarily remember an ink blot test, but I do remember a hearing test.
See, what's interesting is I listened to stuff that was saying ink blot was one of the more common ones. However, as I start digging through personal recalls of this, there were not that many people that specifically said ink blot. A lot of them were like, I don't know what they call them, like Zener cards or something like that, where they just have shapes on them and you'd basically have to be like, hey, the next shape is going to be this. You'd try to guess that shape. Mm,
that does feel familiar to me.
Anyway. But it said that a lot of times they were placed in dark rooms or windowless rooms. In some cases, they would simply just play chess or puzzles, analogy tests. One guy said he remembers, which is bizarre, but also kind of links into what Steve was saying. To a degree here, because one guy remembers holding a human brain, which is pretty weird for somebody in elementary school to be doing. Even on a scientific basis, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's weird.
I saw other reports of kids playing games like Oregon Trail, reading, and projects. Projects were 100% one of the most common things that I remember reading. Putting on a play, creating a movie. I also saw a lot of people who claim to have taken really quote-unquote cool field trips with them. Lots of reports of speed reading as well. Like people were specifically recalling a machine that would encourage them to read faster, which is weird.
That is weird. It's so hard for me to remember because I haven't thought about it in so long.
Well, you're not the only one that has this issue because everyone who claims to be a part of the GATE program, they recall segments of it and the rest of it is complete blur.
Yeah, like you're saying stuff and it feels familiar, but I can't remember if it really happened.
I mean, I have some of these things that line up with it, but I don't recall any of this shit. Maybe the hearing test. Maybe. Outside of that, none of this is all foreign to me. So I can almost confidently say I probably wasn't in this shit. Not to mention, I wasn't like the brightest kid out there anyways, so it's whatever. But I saw one. Now, this one here, I do remember, and I bet Steve remembers and resonates very much so with. I saw one dude was like, I remember reading at a high level, mostly for the reading, but mostly for the personal pan pizzas.
Oh, yeah. What was that? That was fucking...
what'd they call it?
Book It.
Yeah, that's it.
Book It.
Yep, I 100%. But I don't think that was part of it. I think somebody was just stating things from elementary school that we all took part in back then.
Yeah, but there was like an incentive route to read significantly more than everyone else.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think that was part of Book It too, essentially. I mean, because the more you read, you'd cross your milestones or whatever it was.
Yeah, and what else did we have here? Raging Readers. Well, yeah. If you hit like 10,000 pages or some bullshit, you got Raging Rivers tickets.
Yep. I never did good in that one.
No, Raging Rivers is...
It's not like... I'd rather have the pizza.
Yeah, give me... Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Before I go swim in a piss pool.
Yeah. I'm there.
No shade at Raging Rivers because, like, they're local.
And it is what it is. You go
support it, but, like, there's a lot of little kids... pantering around in there and you know what's going on in that water.
Yeah.
And that ain't for me.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you, man.
But yeah, anyway.
I read where one guy claimed they were testing out bright green liquid and told him it was a new soda that they were testing. Believe it or not, the more I read, I saw people claiming that they were given a pink chalky drink before some of the tests. They said the conductors came into the room and named a few students, and it wasn't even an option. You just had to try it. And the one dude, he gets scolded because he was a curious kid, and he's like, hey, I'll do it. But he wasn't chosen, and they basically scolded him for speaking out of turn, essentially. I found one person that talks about the hearing tests, and they listened to the same hearing test years later, but listening back to it, they were overwhelmed with fear and they ended up crying. Like they just broke down in tears. And then you start reading through the comments under these posts, and there's more and more people that are like, I felt the exact same way. I listened to it again. I started crying and I just felt scared all over for whatever reason. I don't even know why I felt scared over this. I was just terrified in those moments.
I also like vaguely remember the stupid chalky drink, which is weird to me.
You might be a GATE kid, dude.
But where do they go to find these tones at? Probably on YouTube, maybe.
I don't know. A lot of them, are pointing back to the Monroe tapes, the Gateway Experience tapes.
Because I did listen to, I've stated it before, I did listen to it a little bit. I said, were we on the night shift? Yeah.
Probably.
I did try to listen to it to like access, to try to access like whatever it is, opening your third eye, pulling back the veil, whatever the fuck you want to call it. But I could not get my brain to dial in. I just could not do it, no matter how hard I tried.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It does suck, but maybe it was for the best. But lots of people also essentially report missing time during this program. Nobody has hard details on everything that took place during their time in these classrooms. I did see, just curious, some people are having these all of a sudden memories, and while that is going on, they're also hearing what they describe as thrumming coming from above at night, was their words.
What the fuck?
Yeah, which doesn't make you feel very comfortable in that situation.
No. That's so weird. The fact that all the timelines like line up, the age group is to when they're testing, and the onset of the high strangeness and paranormal experiences at the same time.
Yeah. I don't think it's coincidence, man.
No, it sucks. It
does suck. I've also been finding some other just fucking absolutely bizarre connections to dreams.
At least pay me to do it.
No, they're not going to do that. It's the government, dude. Yeah, if anything, you got to pay them.
You're right,
for something they forced you to do.
That's the most government thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right. Lots of reports, but there's one in particular that's being reported, which I'm going to save because I'm really curious about it. And if it's not in this episode, it's probably going to be its own segment, which I'm going to go ahead and tell you it's not in this episode. So it's probably going to be its own segment. I don't even want to say the name of it right now because I don't want somebody to try to beat me to the punch.
Yeah. We did talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
Earlier.
It's weird. It's weird.
It is fucking weird. We don't even know what's real.
No. I also heard that when it came to some of these gate programs, there were selection groups. There was basically a group A and a group B. So group A were for the children who were selected. These children would continue to do well and essentially be groomed and helped throughout their lives. Group B are the kids that were in the program that failed. These children would end up having an extremely hard time in life, almost as if they were being sabotaged on their life's journey.
That fucking tracks.
I'm telling you.
We just had that conversation before you. I even knew you were going to talk about this. Yeah. That fucking tracks.
Yeah. Both of these are extremely weird, but there may actually be something to all of that. And I'm going to go ahead and confirm that that is a little bit of foreshadowing here. We're going to save that for later. So put a pin in that. Keep that in your mind. These two separate groups. One is success, one is failure, and their lives are completely different. Now, as I dig around, people are speaking about this hearing test, which then as you follow the breadcrumbs, I keep getting pointed to the Monroe tapes or the Gateway Experience tapes. There's several different names for them. These tapes are essentially a training system that aims to improve the frequency and amplitude of brainwave output between the left and right hemispheres of your brain. In doing this, they believe that it's possible to alter consciousness and allow people to escape the physical world.
How crazy is it that the program for the children was the GATE program and the Monroe Institute's the Gateway program?
It's definitely not a coincidence. I did see, which I know that I wrote it down, so if I stumble on it in a minute, I apologize, but I did see where people were posting, hey, these aren't the original tapes that were used in the very beginning of the GATE program.
That's interesting, too.
There were CIA tapes that were used to begin with, and I was unable to find those. I was unable to even find claims of those.
That's interesting.
But a lot of people link this to the CIA because in 1983, the CIA had an analysis and assessment of the Gateway process, which was written by U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Wayne McDonnell. It was declassified in 2003. Some believe this was an effort to explore mind control for its Cold War espionage efforts. And I did talk to Steve a little bit about this, but I decided it would be a good idea to listen to the Gateway tapes.
This is great.
And
Steve, if you're gonna pay attention,
Steve reacted a little bit differently than I did.
If you're going to pay attention to any part of the episode, pay attention to this part because, goddamn.
It was weird. It was weird. I was just kind of sweeping it under the rug. And I wasn't even really going to talk about it. That's why I brought it up to Steve. I was like, I don't know if I should tell you this now or on the air.
Keep in mind.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you now so I don't make an ass of myself.
Keep in mind that I tried this, right? Hellbent, set in stone that I was going to open the third eye, go to the astral plane, and find something out there to talk to me. I've had the tapes, downloaded them, had my beats on, ready to go, dark room, no distractions, dialed in. Could not for the life of me. I don't know if it was my ADD or what. Get dialed in, focused enough to have anything happen. Did the whole sound thing back and forth. Just keep that in mind. I got nothing. Nothing out of it. Here we go.
So, as I said, I decide I'm going to listen to these tapes. And I'm kind of multitasking. I'm writing the episode out. I'm also starting to listen to the first tape. And you hear tones and stuff like that. And then I kind of got preoccupied. And so I tried to pause the tape. But the first, I have to say, the first time I listened to it, it was messing with the tones. And it was panning from right and left. And I've always been a person who's rather sensitive to the left and right panning when they do that in your headphones. It kind of fucks with me a little bit. I don't like it because I've had bands do it and I'm like, oh, that makes me feel a little weird. I don't enjoy it. So I paused I think I'm pausing the audio tape, but I accidentally restart it. So I'm like, whatever, I'll come back to it. I go to write a little bit more. I get to like a halfway stopping point. I go back to the tape. And I pick a random spot in the beginning of the tape within the first like 2 minutes. I click on a spot. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna let it play. And I like I said, I didn't think it was as big of a deal as it was. And I talked to Steve, and here we are. But I can remember, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna do my best with this. And so I hear a tone coming in my right ear, and he vaguely explains that, hey, you're going to hear this in your right ear, and it's a steady tone, just a nice steady tone. And I'm like, okay. And then you hear it alternate to your left, but you, at the same time, it's weird because you can kind of feel it. I feel like I can feel it changing, which is probably just the perception of your ears changing tones. Steady tone in my left ear. He's telling you, hey, you got a steady tone in your left ear. Okay. And then both of them sync up. And instantly, and I'm sitting just like I am right now. I've got my eyes closed. And as this is all happening, I feel anxious. I feel anxiety taking over me. And I'm sitting still. I got my fingers interlaced on my lap, just like I'm sitting right now. And I start feeling real anxious, almost like my heart rate starting to go up. And I'm just kind of feeling a little uncomfortable. And then I feel when these noises sync up, I feel like a vibration at the very top of my head up here. And the best way to describe it, I use vibration, but it feels more like a muscle spasm which is weird. I'm like, okay, that's strange. I don't know why that would happen. And I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, as I'm sitting there with my eyes closed, I visually see it, a milky white light from the bottom of my eyes starts to move up. Oh, almost like I'm opening my eyes, but my eyes are not open. They're 100% closed, and I feel this milky white, or I see this milky white light rising in my eyelids, and I just open my eyes, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, is this normal? This can't be normal. And I'm like, it's got to be normal. So I just quit. I'm like, this is fucking weird. I'll do this some other time. And so I start logically trying to come up with an explanation as to why I saw that light in my eyes. And so I talked to Steve about it before I decided to talk about it on here, because I didn't want to make an ass of myself and have somebody be like, that was because of this. That was because of that. And Steve had a completely different reaction to it than I did.
If that's not the most Kyle thing in the history of the show, I don't know what is. Because I feel like I can't speak on what happens when you're doing whatever the tapes need you to do, right? I didn't have that experience. I feel like that's what the tapes were meant to do. Okay?
I don't know.
Like it's a physical representationing, that's a word now, of opening the third eye. Like the veil was literally being lifted for you. You're like, nah.
It was weird.
He was like, that's just what happens when you close your eyes for a long time. I'm like, no, it fucking doesn't, Kyle. You've spent the last 38 years closing your eyes for a long time, and it's never happened until you do this tape.
That's a lie. It's fake news, Steve.
I'm just like flabbergasted.
Oh, man, I had an episode right.
So, yeah, I mean, I get it. Where time is of the essence. But I was also, while you're sitting there talking, I was looking at, like, I don't know. Okay, before anybody comes for me, before the metaphysical world comes at me, I don't know fuck all about chakras, okay?
Yeah.
Not at all. I just typed in, what's the chakra at the top of your head? And it comes out as the crown chakra.
Perp drink.
Also the Sahasra something. But it's the connection to the greater world beyond.
Fuck yeah.
Which is exactly what you were trying to do. To a timeless, spaceless place of all knowing. When developed, this chakra brings us knowledge, wisdom, understanding, spiritual connection, and bliss. You were there.
Fuck, I don't know, dude.
You were there.
I'll try it again sometime. We'll do it when I'm here, though.
You have to be, it has to be somewhere like dark and focused, though.
I wasn't even, the room was like this. It wasn't dark, though.
Yeah, but you had your eyes closed.
All I did was close my eyes.
And it worked.
And I had my headphones in. I had these headphones in, and I had my Rodecaster plugged up to my thing. So I had pretty solid, like, good audio. And I just kind of
vibed.
I had the intent. Yeah, I just had the intent of, like, all right, I'm. And the fucked up thing is I don't remember anything the dude said.
Yeah, because you were going to a higher consciousness.
It's really bizarre. Like, I can't recall, because there are people that I was reading who can recall the things that he was saying. I can't recall anything he said.
The only thing I can compare it to, right?
And other than him explaining the tones in your ears, that's all I remember.
You can go back to when this happened, when we had JJ on and she did the third eye thing with us, The same things you're describing were exactly what I was describing feeling when she did that.
That's weird.
To us.
I didn't think about that. That's weird.
I didn't feel it at the top of my head, though. It was like in between my shoulder blades or something weird, but it was exactly the same thing.
That is weird.
It, like, verbatim, the way you described it, I didn't feel anxious. Well, maybe a little bit. It wasn't a scared anxious. It was like an unknown anxious.
That's how mine was. Like, I just felt like it made me uncomfortable because it made me feel like my blood pressure was rising. And I get uncomfortable when I feel like I have that feeling.
And I feel like, dude, I feel like you are primed for this, right?
I could probably do it.
Because if we're being honest with ourselves here, your intuition way better than mine. You are way more like cautious about things and stuff. And I feel like that comes with intuition. Like Kyle's very grounding. Kyle's like, now me, I'm just going to be like, okay, I'll do that. But Kyle's like, he's like a kid with a toddler. It's like, now, Steve, what are the consequences for these actions going to be?
And I feel like do that a lot.
That comes along with intuition.
That's probably fair.
So, hey, Holocult. We are back and we're excited to announce our continued partnership with ZocDoc. Have you ever been to a dentist who just wants to chat to you while he's got his hand stuck in your mouth? Or a dermatologist who brings up your cosmetic issues before you do? Oof. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to settle anymore when it comes to finding the right doctor. With ZocDoc, you've got options. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality, in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. We're talking about booking in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care to urgent care, and more. Once you find the right doctor, you can see their actual appointment openings and choose a time slot that works for you and your family, and then click to instantly book that visit. I haven't needed to actually book a doctor's appointment, thankfully, but I have gotten on the app and booked some mock appointments, and it is so easy. Believe me when I say it's a one-stop shop. You can get in there and search up your insurance to see who's got you covered. You can search up your ailments for specialists from cosmetic issues, dermatology issues, all across the board. And you can even book appointments that's within the next 24 to 48 hours. It is really, really nice. So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/HOLO1 to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. ZocDoc.com/HOLO1. Hey, Holocult. Do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore, because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Because I said, I was dialed in, ready to go. Like, send me to an astral plane. I want to talk to these entities. I'm trying to find crazy legs. Like, I want to have a one-on-one with this guy. Why the fuck is he bothering us so much? Not even bothered us. Why? Like, what's his interest in us? Like, that's why I initially got into the Monroe tapes. Okay. Everybody's going to think I'm fucking crazy. But that was my prerogative. Go in there, find him, talk to him. Say whatever. But I just could not break through. I could not focus enough. Kyle, you got to go find Crazy Legs in the astral plane.
Elbow drop.
You don't have to fight him. You don't have to fight him. Which is weird because It could be why, like we're both integrated into that. You know, he's showing himself to me, but it's just enough to like keep you in the loop.
Yeah.
Maybe because you're the connection.
I'm the conduit.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
It's going to be fine.
I mean, I'm willing to try. I think I would feel more comfortable if I had you there just in case some fucking
weird shit
happened.
I'll try again.
And I figure you might as well turn the camera on.
I'll try again to try to break through. But I was like, I think I was being too literal about it. I should have went about it like, I was listening to everything dude was saying and I was trying to do it. Like, if you listen to the Monroe tapes or the Gateway tapes, whatever the fuck, he's like, now you have to picture putting stuff into a box and put all this stuff into this.
I didn't even get that. All I was doing was he was starting the tones. My head was feeling weird. And then I really focused on the sound of the waves and the tone itself. That's where I really was at.
It was pissing me off. So
these waves are fucking annoying.
No, him talking, telling me to do shit. Don't tell me to do shit. Send me to the astral plane. I got shit to do over there. I don't got shit to do here.
And to be fair, I might have been past that part too. I don't know.
Send me there so I can do what I need to do. I can talk to all the entities until I find the one that I need to talk to. I don't have time to unpack my shit into a box. Okay? But I feel like you went in like so nonchalantly, like, you know what? I'm writing. We're going to try it out. See what happens. You had like zero expectations.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was like primed, ready to go, like ready to set. JJ needs to listen to this and talk to you to get us to the astral plane because I cannot make it there.
That's not true. You don't know that you can't.
Yeah, I do. Because I tried it and it failed.
Yeah, maybe next time we hook the Rodecaster up in here and we both put these on and we sit in here and we do it together. And then we go on a venture. It'd be almost like Bill and Ted, bro.
Yeah.
That's weird that we both thought the same thing at the same time.
Yeah, they go and talk to death, which is essentially weird. The same thing.
Kind of.
But I feel like when you told me that, the veil was literally being lifted.
Maybe.
You can't have it anymore, like, put out there.
I don't know, dog.
I don't know. It didn't work for me. I'm too dumb.
We'll figure it out, man. Don't sweat it. There's always tomorrow. We got it.
So wild to me when you were describing that. I'm like, Kyle, what the fuck? And you're like, maybe that just happens when you keep your eyes closed a lot.
I don't know.
No, you fall asleep when your eyes are closed a lot.
I don't know. I just try to make logic work.
You need to stop doing that.
I know. I just don't want to come off as a pompous ass.
You're not? How?
I don't know. I just don't. Because to be fair, I also get annoyed when I listen to podcasters that are always like, I experience everything. I experience, and you're just like, but do you though?
I literally just told him I didn't.
I mean, I tried to. That's fair. No, I'm honest in what I put out there. I just,
And to be an advocate to that, maybe I'm just super excited. But I also didn't have the same experience, and I was trying to actively have that experience.
I don't know.
God, that's awesome.
I don't know. I'm not mad at it. I'm not scared of it.
Take some QR code stickers to whatever astral plane you end up on and slap them bitches.
Oh, speaking of, I'm out at home, so I need some.
Copy.
But anyways.
Awesome.
Back to the rest of this.
Awesome.
When it comes to the overall program, there are links that get, it's like a crapshoot, man. They're just, people are trying to tie everything to it, and I think you have to be kind of careful when you're doing that. It's not that I don't believe what people are saying. It's just I don't know if some of these links are as concrete as people are thinking they are. I've seen the mention of RH blood types, which we see that mention in almost everything across the board when it comes to paranormal. So that's kind of weird. There's also the claim of out-of-body or near-death experiences are a key, namely drowning for some reason, which seems weird and odd to me that you would have a massive pool of test subjects as large as it is, because the man, you're talking, these tests began around in the 90s from what we can tell. And I saw reports up to at least 2012, 2015 to focus on only kids in the 3, 4, 5 grade range that have drowned seems very, very narrow to me. I could be wrong, but I don't know. But
that is weird.
Yeah, I just don't know that I buy that one. But if this is really chasing down the human consciousness, then it makes sense that you would want to test anything and everything in regards to it. Furthermore, if you're looking for specific abilities, once again, you would want to test on a broad scale than being narrow, you know, or and then narrow it down once you kind of have your candidates. Like the first test could be about, is it possible this group of kids has the ability to have psychic abilities? Then once you determine that, then you begin to narrow down the process. Okay, let's test on remote viewing, hypnosis, so on and so on. And then you start, you're kind of honing in on what this kid may or may not have the ability to do. I saw weird things though about how people went through the same test but also got asked bizarre fucking questions. One person, because they were a kid when they got asked this, was asked a question, why do we have skin? Or why do we wear clothes? And I saw at least there was a handful of people that had these questions asked to them, and they all answered differently. The bizarre thing about it, one person even said they were given a history book, but the history was all wrong. Like they said, namely, a couple of them vividly remember this, that Quebec was part of America. Just really bizarre shit, right?
That kind of gave me goosebumps. Do I remember that?
I hope so.
I cannot remember what I remember or what I don't remember.
I mean, you're dead on with what you just said.
Because you say things.
Trigger stuff.
Yes.
That's how it seems to be for a lot of people when it comes to this.
What the fuck? And
once again, to be fair, I'm on the completely opposite side of that spectrum. I have no recollection of this, which further proves to me that I wasn't a candidate. Even though, Steve, you'll know later on, there are some oddities that I face in regards to the checklist of these candidates.
Yeah, because you're ready to go already.
Karate chopping, astral people. Bow, bow, bow.
I love it. I love that we literally have the key to the astral plane.
I hope so.
Right here.
I hope so. But the crazy thing is that there were the what?
How fucked up is that? Is if that's what Charlie meant, like we're protected on that side too.
Cause I can astral go?
Yeah. That's awesome.
I hope that's what it means.
I'm gonna start training you like Rocky.
Fuck yeah.
Only astrally.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I know this is really fucking weird, but I notice my mouth kind of does Rocky now as I get older. I kind of have the the thing that he does.
Yeah.
I noticed that whenever I'm editing our videos. I'm like, gosh dang it.
Yeah, I get that.
Sean was like, why does it do that? I was like, I probably had a stroke.
I think about that because one of my eyes is always like less open than the other one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I'm always squinting with it. It's probably because I'm blind as fuck. Yeah. But yeah, we're training Kyle.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody. Okay. Time. Go to time. We got to manifest Kyle to the astral plane. People who have done this and have fucked around with the Monroe tapes or the Gateway tapes, tell us if what Kyle was experiencing is what he was supposed to be experiencing.
Because yeah, or if it was just completely normal.
Did not experience that.
It's possible that's normal.
I wanted to, but I didn't.
All right. So in regards back to Quebec and these questions.
So weird.
There are people that answered things differently, and I heard from both sides. One person is like, dude, that's not... Quebec is not a part of America. You're insane. This is all wrong. And he's like, the person said, how do we know? Or how do you know it's not? Right? So he answered these questions logically, and he got challenged. where he remembers the feeling of like, oh, I failed these questions. And then another kid just goes on a tangent. He's like, technically, it could be possible through alternate history. And he's like, and as I was like going down that avenue of thought, they were nodding their heads in like excitement. Like, yeah, yeah, keep going, keep going. Keep running with this. Keep running with this. And he, and like to the skin question, he's like, well, it's to keep our organs in. And they're like, well, why do we wear clothes? And he's like, so other people can't see us. And like, he's like, they loved my answers. They loved them.
It is like almost an alternate way of thinking.
Right.
Dude, I found that's so weird.
Why? Because you did the same thing?
No. Like, what's the purpose?
I don't know. But I found another where a man was given paper for a program called ESP, but it didn't stand for extrasensory perception. At least that's, you know, what he recalls from it. It was for something that he couldn't remember, but he can remember being picked up on a short bus with other children.
That was what happened to me.
This is probably you. I'm probably reading your story.
100%.
But he rode the short bus with the other children, and the program itself was ran by a husband and wife team that were federally funded. He makes an interesting point. He remembers the lights always being off in the classroom. He wondered if the fluorescent lights interfered with any of the experiments. Because not, and I don't want to sound a little tinfoil hatty here, but
we're already in it, Kyle.
I know, but it makes me like that's an interesting thought to think that the lights might have an effect on the experiments, because then it makes you wonder, and this is, you know, this is kind of one of them far out things, but it makes you wonder if everything around us is sold to us as efficient
to keep or you dumbed down.
To keep everything dumbed down. It's fucking weird to think about, right?
Oh, it 100% could, like,
absolutely could be.
And it's fucking plausible, because people that are able to unlock these things, I feel like, are very, very powerful.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more threatening to tyrannical governments than very, very powerful civilians.
But it also brings us back to the suppression of information, which is a key factor in the Brotherhood of the Snake.
It's all perfectly laid out. Kyle, we have to become psychic warriors.
I'm down. Oh, I'm 100% down.
We've done this forever.
We're destined to do it forever.
We have to become psychic warriors in this lifetime.
I'm game.
I'm 100% sold.
I think I would be.
I need to talk to my mom as to when I rode the short bus to summer school.
She'll remember.
I can't remember who taught the classes, though.
Hopefully her husband and wife.
But I do remember doing projects and bringing stuff home. Like building rockets and all kinds of weird shit.
It sounds
shit.
Like shit you would do in the gifted program.
Yeah, and the fact that it lined up later on, like my ninth grade, my freshman year, that they wanted to send me off somewhere.
They did it. You know, I read accounts of it happening around those age groups as well.
I could be... What? It's so weird.
It is.
I wasn't ready to be this invested in this.
All right, but
it sucks. I can't remember stuff.
The guy that was in the classroom with the lights off, he said that he would do things like guess what cards would be pulled next, listen to tones, coding and math problems, debating, breathing exercises, meditation. People are reporting all types of problems during and after the programs as well, which I think we need to take into consideration here and tread carefully, because the parameters of the program are so vague at this point, and we don't know the ins and outs. But people were in these programs reporting of having horrible dreams, seeing spirits, demons, or shadow people,
which is kind of lines up with
it. Uh-huh. People were afraid to go to sleep, but there is one general avenue a lot of these people are running down, which once again I find very interesting, but that's for a little later here. Some of these reports are super fucking bizarre, and it really stretches out your mental capacity. Not sure if it's related or not, but I found a few reports of people writing books when they were little. Most of the time, these short books were about
alien abduction.
No, they're close though. They were they contain stories of kids like creating, which kids do, but they create these bizarre creatures. Like one was a table that comes to life, or bizarre sea creatures. In some of these cases, the teachers would kind of freak out with excitement, like, oh, Steve, this is such a great book. This is fantastic. We actually have an author that wants to work with you. Would you like to do that and publish your own book? And the kids are kind of like, oh, dude, that would be great. This is amazing. But in the one case in particular, the person can recall meeting with the author and they instantly get freaked out. They're like, nope, I want no part of this. I want out of this. I'm done. Bye. See ya. Which is crazy.
That's so weird.
And as you dig around start navigating these waters, I stumbled on several pages, and it could just be copy and paste, which it probably is. But there's a parent list of things, commonalities between candidates in the GATE program. Blue eyes or hazel.
Bingo.
Right? Occipital bun, aka the math bump at the back of your skull. The bump at the back of your skull.
Probably have that.
Some people have it and some people don't. Birth complications.
I don't know. I've never given birth.
I don't think that I did. Near-death experience, mostly drowning. Lack of memory of the GATE program. Tendency of being followed. Interested in the paranormal, check mark.
Yeah.
Heavy drugs in their early 20s, no. Interesting one here, forehead scars.
That's interesting.
Weird, right? And I'm pretty sure I have one in the center of my forehead. Early speech therapy, firstborn son.
Check.
Migraines.
Check.
All right. Above average intuition, which is weird that you pointed out my intuition earlier.
Mine's fucked.
Here's some weird ones though. Ear issues, including vertigo.
100% check. I had
same for me.
I had tubes like 19 times when I was young.
Yep.
I was constantly having ear surgery,
including vertigo, sharp or aching, pulsing or loud ringing, namely in the past few years. Vision issues. Like, essentially, you have perfect vision by all accounts, but sometimes you have issues of blurriness or having a milky white light appear.
Interesting.
I also seen some people claim neurological issues manifesting as well, be it epilepsy or psychogenic seizure episodes. These psychogenic ones are generally caused by childhood trauma, which is interesting considering that most of these children don't recall the ins and outs of the GATE program. You also have nasal issues, anomalies with your hair, which Steve definitely has that.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. Random messes around your place that seem impossible to happen. Like, for example, having containers of liquid, and I mean anything, honey, ketchup, oil, whatever, transmission fluid, and they seem to have spilt.
That's a good turn.
But they seem to have spilt.
Does it?
In an impossible manner. There's no hole in it, nothing. It just spilt. And you didn't do it. Nobody in your house did it.
Could that be interpreted like a bean being dropped in the vase?
Maybe. I didn't think about that.
Remember when I was having that time?
Although, hold that thought. Windows, specifically weird things surrounding windows, like tapping or clicking noises.
Creepy.
Or cracks that come out of nowhere. So that's kind of in that realm.
I have a lot of birds fly into mine and kill themselves.
Yeah, that's probably not a good sign.
But also, you remember, speaking of spilling things, do you remember like 2 years into the show when I was having that like multiple times where like water would drop on me from out of nowhere?
Yeah, yeah.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucking weird. That is weird. And it's weird that we, you know, sit and go through this because I even write and I'm like, once again, I feel like some of these connections are kind of people reaching, you know, a little bit. But it is 100% okay to do that. I can't stress that enough. Because the only way you get to find the true commonalities between these subjects is to pull the information and then begin to pick through it and create a common list of the high probability items. So, you know, don't overjudge that type of information. These are just people trying to pull the information and kind of get to the bottom of it, essentially. But I found a few interesting bits here, namely with the scars on the forehead. Check this out.
That's weird. I do have one right here.
I think that's probably close to where mine. Yeah. I think I got one right there in the middle of my forehead.
Mine's just a little dot.
Mine's like a Slash. Anyways.
Because it's your favorite guitarist.
Yes. but I find it interesting that people, in regards to the forehead scarring, some people, which is an obvious turn, I'm not going to lie, but some people have been relating this to the 144,000, which appears in the book of Revelation. Some people believe that it's literally a number of people, 12,000 people from each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Others simply believe that it's just true believers and nothing more. But it's interesting that the scar is being linked with the seal of God, or being sealed by God. Sealing their forehead signifies divine protection. These people are said to play a special role in end times. So I started digging around to see if I could find anything about the scar. Namely, is the scar linked to the sealing by God? In most cases, it seems that it's more symbolic than anything, but it doesn't mean that it's not a physical mark. In Revelation 7:3-4, the seal is described as something placed on the foreheads of the 144,000 to protect them from harm during tribulation. Another symbolic mark is from Ezekiel 9:4-6. A mark is placed on the foreheads of those who mourn over the sinfulness of people. Interesting enough, though, which kind of is a counteraction of this, there is another mention of a mark, and it is a physical mark. In Revelation 13:16-17, those who follow the beast are marked on their right hand or forehead. But a thought I've had while writing this section, we live in an odd time, so is it possible...
I do have a scar on my right hand.
...that a physical manifestation of the seal of God is more needed in these times? And I don't know that I'm sold on that, because in regards to this particular subject matter, I feel like a physical manifestation is not a requirement. Faith is the requirement, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But that if there is a tie to that, the 144 or whatever, that makes sense as to why the government's trying to track and monitor.
Also, I didn't look this up and I meant to, but that is a good point. That is actually a really good point. Where in regards to your head is the pineal gland?
Let me Google.
Because scarring is usually...
I think it's the...
from a cut or something of that nature. That's what I'm wanting to say. It's the forehead. And I meant to look it up, but I completely forgot.
Maybe not. Maybe it's at the base of this.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, she's deep in there, bud.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I wonder if you can get to it through your nasal passages, because that would coincide with
nasal problems, alien implants.
Ear problems. Can you get to it through your ear?
Oh, that's a good point too.
It does look buried deep inside
your
shit here.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was just wondering.
We're not brainologists, okay?
No. I honestly meant to look that up, but I forgot. Some people claim that this GATE program is an extension, or at least tied to MKUltra related topics, tied to some type of elite control and brainwashing, cultivating a small group of elite individuals who are groomed for leadership roles, possible with an agenda to control society or push certain political or ideological agendas. Then you have where I think it actually comes from, and I'm curious to see how Steve feels about this. I personally believe that this is a more logical explanation to it, even though logic is kind of out the window at this point. I think it plays more into genetic engineering or a form of eugenics alongside with human experimentation. And because namely, and this is where I told you guys all to put a pin in it, and we'll come back to it. Steve, you remember when we did I did the episode, it was about the dude that telepathically communicated with aliens. He was put in a program and he had communications with a couple grays out there. He would access it through his brain, but he had training where he'd get put in this room. He had to take a pill and then he had to move the image on the screen with his psychic ability, if you will. Do you remember that?
Yeah. What episode was that?
I forget what it was called.
Yeah.
But that dude in particular claimed that his mom was part of a genetics program and they monitored him through his entire life and kind of bumped him in the direction
wanted
him to go.
Same shit Max Spear said.
Right. And then you go back to what I said earlier about the group A and B, how group A, who they're selected, they get help through their entire life, but it's because they want these individuals to end up in certain positions in life. The other ones, on the other hand, are almost what they describe as almost sabotage their entire life.
Yeah, which kind of falls in line.
About it in the form of genetics when you're making that comment. No. I thought you were going
my
there.
Brain, well, it falls in line with the statement that I made about, you know, people unlocking these abilities and having power. So the ones that they didn't choose, who are essentially in line as far as capability goes with the people they did choose, they have to keep them so beat down that they don't unlock this power and become a problem.
Okay, that kind of goes where I was going with it. But I read that they have hives of places in America for breeding, and what they call clandestine feeder schools are used. Breeding people for high positions across the world, people who can handle these environments and not only handle them, but thrive in them. So keep with me here. I know it doesn't play to certain aspects of this episode, but hear me out. I said before how we had the two groups, A and B. So if you're really, if they're really running breeding programs and cultivating people, it doesn't matter what it's for. If it's for the presidents or the people who can communicate with aliens or whatever the fuck it is, you help your success groups contain the family line, so to speak. You're helping them thrive. The other set you're sabotaging because you're snuffing them out of the genetic pool. These are our failed experiments. So we're going to sabotage them, push them out. But at the same time, you don't want to completely eliminate group B from the experiment. Because as Steve said, they've passed to certain degrees. And so you keep monitoring group B because now you're placing them through hardships. You're making a diamond, if you will. Right? Because if by some chance they work their way back up to the top and thrive, all right, well, now we have an anomaly in the experiment. Now we have something that didn't work out in the beginning, but now it has somehow found a way to thrive.
Yeah. And like that kind of leads credence to the different like power bloodlines, essentially.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Like the same people stay in power in the United States all the fucking time. They all have genealogy links to them. On the flip side of that, the B side of the experiment is also a continuation of the experiment because you can also watch and document how these people react, how these essentially gifted people react in such life aspects of such trauma to see how they are going to react and persevere.
Yep.
You know, because if you're a group who you know are capable, has everything on a silver platter, there ain't no stress to that at all. But your B group, you put them through the shit, put them through the trenches.
That's the diamond.
You get to see how they react. See if somewhere they unlock this shit and channel through it. See if somewhere they unlock this shit and it goes into a spiral of just chaos. You know, it's almost like two sides of the experiment, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of essentially the same thought process as I was going down when I was thinking about that. But in the end, I do feel like genetics is a massive role in this gate program. Since the beginning of time, we've been trying to understand the human condition, and we're always trying to tinker with it for improvements. It's just kind of, if you haven't noticed, it's kind of the human thing is to kind of fix shit all the time and make it better. So that makes sense that the people would get curious and walk down this road and begin to use it. You could even consider if aliens are on the table and the aliens are known to speak telepathically, well, with the people who are capable, or we would need people that are capable of the same thing, because we would want to communicate with people, with the extraterrestrial, because we've had encounters with them. And almost all reports are they communicated with me telepathically. So you would want people that could access that ability readily versus not. And then I also believe that aliens don't just insert screen memories. I believe that they have the ability to actively change our reality and perception in real time.
Which is terrifying.
What if these people also have the ability to mitigate that?
Oh, yeah.
By being more psychically available or whatever. That, you know what I'm saying?
That essentially places a whole new echelon of the agenda.
Yeah.
And throws a big wrench in there, which makes.
It's kind of fucking interesting.
If you dial it all the way back to the same shit starting at the same time, like third grade bullshit.
I think there's something to that, dude. I really do.
Fucking sense.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what if it's something like in our brain at that point that is starting to develop to where we're like, at that age, we have no blocks to it, right?
Yeah.
So like all these things, we're starting to be more in tune with the paranormal. We're starting to be more in tune with the high strangeness, but we're also starting to be more in tune with psychic ability and the metaphysical. Those two things just happen to correspond at the same time, whatever developing in our brain, but they also correspond beyond that to where like the metaphysical is an active defense offense mechanism to thwart whatever these essentially paranormal entities are.
I think it's highly possible. I really do. Because essentially,
my brain just cracked in half.
Yeah, essentially, you having that, I funneled into ET, but it doesn't funnel to just ET. It could funnel into every aspect of the paranormal.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious to see like when things like sleep paralysis and night terrors start. Whenever people start seeing like shadow people or the Hat Man, if that coincides with that time period.
Yeah, I saw all of those in conjunction with gay program as well.
So interesting. Every one of those.
And I also saw this, which is fucking crazy. It was just a post on Reddit, and it was all by itself. And it goes as follows. This is a direct quote. You were a child, a minor. You did not agree to anything that was asked of you back then. Most especially those things which you were encouraged to forget. As a minor, you had no legal authority to create binding contracts. You may now renounce all those so-called old agreements today. Now, I revoke all impediments to my memory. I am a free being. I claim all of my rights. I claim all of my memories. I am sovereign. I make my own choices. I have my own experiences. I specifically revoke any and all contracts that I was asked to make as a minor in my gate, tag, etc. programs. I am free. I am an adult. I do not obey as I was told to do. I stand in my own power. I stand firmly and forever in my own sovereignty. So let it be, here, now, and forevermore. And I'm like, son of a bitch. They take that serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it makes you think about the way that's worded. That is,
it's like a breaking of a like metaphysical contract.
Fucking soul contract.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross.
Yeah.
Because the government gives fuck all if you want to say that to them and they have a contract.
No.
They don't care.
And it makes you wonder like what you could have possibly agreed to as a child in these programs, or even like talking on old boy's thing, like where his mom was essentially what brought him into the program, like a breeding program or whatever. Yeah. What contracts did they make?
Right. Exactly.
Sucks.
It's crazy. But one of the big questions that kept getting asked is, why is everyone waking up to it now? After all these years, what's waking them up? Because this topic has been talked about for a long time, but it seems like it has kind of been on overdrive. And like I said, not to mention, I'm seeing it all over my Instagram feed.
I'm curious as to the median age of the people waking up now. Was this, when did this gifted program like take place?
It has to be like 90s to 2000s.
So we're all essentially.
I did see reports into like 2012 to 2015. Those ones were more rare. The most common were 90s to 2000s.
We're all kind of hitting that yes. 30s and 40s age.
Yes.
Which is also when a lot of the super soldiers
yes.
begin to self-expire.
Yep. I saw reports from people weird. Mostly ages 30 to about 58.
It's weird.
Yeah. I thought the same thing too.
Hmm.
I thought the exact same thing. But some people argue that it's possible all of these people are sensing something. Is the side effects of whatever brain wipe they had wearing off? Are they being awakened on purpose, like almost like a Winter Soldier? Say the right phrases and the facade cracks, falls to the floor, awaking them for their true purpose. Nobody seems to have the answers to that question. Everybody's kind of funneling toward that now. Why are we all starting to collectively remember these things?
I wonder if it is. I almost feel like it's more an age thing as opposed to like a current times thing. But I could be wrong because a lot of people are essentially waking up
yeah.
to whatever the fuck is going on.
It's crazy, man. I didn't expect as much out of this episode as I got. I'll put it to you that way. It was really good.
It's wild.
It was really interesting to sit and dive through. And dude, you can get on Reddit, you can get on the internet, and there are countless, countless stories of the noises, of the puzzles, of the field trips, of this, of that. Endless. There's so many of them. So many of them. It's unreal.
Shit is wild, bro.
Yeah, because I could have just kept going and going and going and going with the counts, but they're all generally the same. I mean, it's, you know, there were some subtle variations between tests, but the tests themselves all have roots together. You know, they're all the same.
It's so interesting.
It's weird, dude.
I wish I could remember. I need to talk to my mom to see when about that taking place. Because I wasn't even going to mention it was on a short bus. Because I'm like, I'm not even going to try to fucking deal with those jokes. Until bro said it, I'm like, yeah, he right.
Yeah, we made it there.
God damn, that's nuts. I hate that there's not an end game.
That we know of.
Yeah, you know? True. That, yeah. That was...
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was kind of emotionally charged a little bit.
It was good, man. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed digging around through it. It was fun.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So thank you very much for the suggestion. I appreciate that.
Yeah, solid. See, that's why you guys need to be in the Discord.
Yeah.
We may just lurk a lot, but we listen.
Yeah.
We see everything.
I do. I troll through there once in a while.
We see everything.
See what's going on.
Okay. But yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us this week. Anybody that's familiar with the Monroe tapes, the Gateway tapes, or the Gate gifted program, if you feel like you were in it, you remember it, hit us up. Send it to us. Send us some shit to the email. It's the best place you can send it to. Send it over. Let's talk about it. We can recant it on another episode because the shit's weird and I'm trying to remember. Also, bug Kyle that he needs to do more Monroe tapes so he can be an astral warrior, because we're trying to be psychic warriors. And that's the plan. 2025 psychic warrior arc of the Holoscope podcast. But thanks for hanging out with us. You know the drill. Check us out all our socials. Join the cult. It's easy. Till we meet again, stay safe, stay weird. And if you're part of the program, I feel like we can be a problem. Let's get our shit together. Let's get it together.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.